We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And let's be clear. Mm-hmm. There is nobody analyzing football in America with the knowledge and the foresight of the great Brian Balder is on our show with us right now. Hi, Bri.
Well, good morning, Angelo.
Bri, I saw that tweet you sent out where you were analyzing the tape, and I was shaking my head, Brian. I went, I don't understand it. You could see it. I'm sure Nick Sirianni could see it. Why does he deviate from a run that is working so well? Help me with that.
It's hard to say. I mean, I really don't know. You just look at the offensive line. You just look how they're just controlling the line of scrimmage. And, you know, at some point in every game, Angelo, you find a run, you find a play that just works. And, you know, you just kind of, you beat it. You beat it until they find a way to stop it. And they found that run, and then they just wouldn't stay with it. You know, whether it was quarterback power or, you know, they had a couple different runs that were working really good, and they were just picking up big chunks. They did that against the Saints the week before with Jordan Howard. They stayed with it, and it was like, it was a perfect bromide. And there's just no reason not to stay with it because it's just so effective. And nothing in the NFL or in any part of football can break down a defense quicker than running the ball right at a team.
Could you break this down a little further? You were an offensive lineman yourself. I know Lane Johnson is a very good run blocker. I know Jason Kelce has. They've been doing it for years. Dickerson, I'm hearing good things about. Driscoll before he got hurt. And then you got Mailata. Kind of take me through, Brian. Why are they so good at blocking the run for the run?
Well, I mean, they're very powerful people. I mean, there's just not many humans on the planet that can do what Jordan Mailata does. And Landon Dickerson might even be stronger. At least that's what Mailata tells me.
Wow.
That he's even stronger than him. And so when they hit people, I mean, they just kind of move them. They move bodies. And run blocking is kind of a lost art. A lot of teams don't do it very much anymore. They just want to throw it all the time. But they're really good at it. And you watch Jeff Stoutland before a game. I mean, he's drilling those guys. The guys that are starting, they're drilling them for an hour before the game, just going through fundamentals and techniques and stuff that they're going to need for the game. And you don't see that a lot. You don't see that a lot in the NFL. And, you know, Stout was out there before the guys on the field Sunday going through certain things and looks that they're going to get, and they were drilling them up until kickoff. And, you know, so they're very well coached. They're very big and powerful people, and they're good at what they do. And nobody really – I don't think there's anybody that can really stop them when they want to really just commit to it. And if you listen to just Sean Payton the week before, Angelo, real quick, they asked him, because he had the number one run defense in football before the Eagles just completely, you know, torched him. He said the reason why they're good at what they do is they commit to it. And that's what they did against the Saints, and they did not do that on Sunday.
You're right. You know what blows my mind the most? That they threw the ball 11 of the first 16 plays on Sunday, Brian.
Yep.
You were an offensive lineman. These guys know what they're good at. Yep. Are they shaking their heads themselves and going, why would you be doing this? What is their reaction? What's the perspective of the lineman himself?
Well, I mean, they're looking at the turnovers and like, we committed four turnovers. You know, we don't, you know, you're not going to win a game like that. I mean, that's what they're saying. But, I mean, they protected the quarterback. If you want to throw it, I mean, they couldn't protect a guy any better than they protected him.
Right.
I mean, all day back there. So, like, they did their job, period, up front. You know, they can only block the play that's called. But, you know, when they're getting 10 and 12 yards of play, you're coming back to the huddle, And they're like, let's just do it again. Let's do it again. You know, and they're coming off the field, and they're probably looking at Nick and looking at, you know, Shane Steichen and the coaches going, if you don't stay with this, you're crazy. But, you know, if you're throwing it in your, you know, in the first half like they did, you know, and you're throwing two interceptions, you're like, you're regrouping at halftime, and you're like, let's just run it. I mean, even on fourth and two in the third quarter there, I mean, run it. You know, like you're throwing it to Jalen Reagor, which is another story all by itself, and you're just trying to figure out why are they throwing a slant to him?
Well, I'm going to get to him in a second. I have one other offensive line question. I need you to analyze a comment that was made after the game by Nick Sirianni, because Nate Herbert came in when Kelce got hurt, and he had two blatant holes, and then the coach came out and gave him a very high marks overall. Listen to this.
Nate did a lot of good things. I thought he played an above average game, and if he didn't have those two holding calls, I think he played a good game.
How do you – he nullified a TD with one of the calls. How is that a great game for a lineman, Brian?
Well, the first holding call was a bad call, Angelo.
Oh, it was?
I mean, he drove the guy right into the ground, and the referees, they don't see the whole play. They just see the guy going down to the ground.
Okay.
He just has to learn how to be – I mean, he's a young player. He just has to learn how to be – when to be aggressive and when to finish a play and when to just let it go. Look, the hold on the Boston Scott touchdown – that to me, like, that ruins your day. I don't care what you did.
Yeah.
You know, you have a touchdown taken off the board. It's hard to defend that in any way. I mean, I wouldn't sleep at night.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, now let's get to Reagor. You analyze these players at a level none of us do. Are you seeing there a guy who's going to be a star? What are you seeing when you're looking at this guy?
I'm looking at a guy that has no confidence and plays with no presence whatsoever. Like, I mean, and you see it in practice. I mean, you can watch that guy in practice. I mean, he's just there's guys that are 5'10" in this league that can dominate the league. Antonio Brown did it for a long time. Steve Smith. There's guys that size that can dominate. He's not that guy. You know, you want to throw a slant to him on fourth and two, and you got a rookie corner on top of you, and you can't just put your foot in the ground and separate from him. Like, there's just not a great deal of confidence. And it's just the way that he carries himself out there. Like, there's no swagger to his game. And to me, at this point, he's a rep stealer. Like, Quez Watkins is a better player. What you've seen is what you're going to get from him. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, he just flourishes. But I don't see great hands. I don't see an ability to separate. I don't see a guy that's just going to win on the outside for you. And you know, at some point you just look at these guys and you're like, this is who they are, and they're not going to get better. And I could be completely wrong about it. Maybe it becomes a star, but I don't see it.
Well, then now you got to explain to me why he would get 7 targets in a game, the same number as Goddard and Smith together got. Doesn't make sense to me, Brian.
Well, the interception, in the third quarter, that was a bad throw by Jalen. You know, there's no reason for him to stay on. Like, first of all, I don't know why he went to Reagor to begin with. He's got Devontae and Goddard on the other side. Like, they're open. I don't know what would lead him to that. And he did stare him down. It was an easy play for Xavier McKinney. But, I mean, even in the final play of the game, Devontae, this is a crossing route in the middle of the field, him and Quez Watkins. And, you know, you would think that you would just go to your favorite target right there. There's a chance to get him the ball. I kind of understand why he didn't throw it to him initially. But you could tell how upset Devontae Smith was after the interception when Reagor dropped it at the goal line. It was a great throw. It's a great throw. You can't ask for anything more from Jalen. The line protected. He had time. He reset. Made a perfect throw to Jalen. He's just got to make the catch. But that's a guy that doesn't have a lot of confidence right now. We saw with Nelson Aguilar here. And they shipped him out of here, and he's had a little renaissance, you know, and with the Raiders and with the Patriots now. But, you know, he lost his confidence here. And that's the thing, is if a player is not playing with confidence, you have two choices. You can either do what the reporters asked Nick to do, like, are you going to bench him? Or you have to rebuild his confidence. And the way you rebuild his confidence is you put him in a position where you give him some easy catches. And nothing looks easy for him right now.
Brian, just one last thing. I listened to you. Why aren't you a coach? Don't you want to be a coach?
I'm enjoying my life, Angelo. Like, I really am enjoying my life. Okay. You know, like that coaching thing is, you know, it's an 18-hour grind every day.
You would be great at it. I'm telling you that right now, Brian. I want to go out there and hit somebody after I talk to you. You're awesome.
Yeah. Grab Al.
I'm counting on you, Angelo. I mean, I put you in a position, like, to go do that. I need you to do it now.
I better let you go. Brian, always love talking to you. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it. The great Brian Baldinger. Joe, do I have something to play here? I think I do have something I should be playing in. No, later. Okay.
What
fine.
A great line that was. He's a rep stealer.
Yeah, he's a rep. In other words, him there in removing reps from guys who have a more of a potential to become contributors to your team.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to tell you something. Jonesy, I can't repeat it enough. So could you again explain to people why Rager was targeted seven times on Sunday instead of better receivers?
Because the owner was very involved in his selection. He wanted speed. He saw Kansas City win the Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill and other guys that were faster than most players in the game, and he felt that speed was the most important ingredient, and therefore he drafted Rager above Justin Jefferson.
Do you understand when I'm dealing with slivers of wisdom like that, how tough it is on the days you're not here, Jonesy?
I do understand it.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Al.
Wow. Well, this is next level stuff.
No.
Wait a minute, Rhea. There's no reason for that.
She's waving. She said I'm number one.
Number one.
Mark is on a line from Wilmington. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
I'm all right, Mark, but I don't like this coach telling me stuff I know is not true.
Yeah, we get through the year of elections, and we thought we had our fill of lies. So
yeah.
We stand corrected on that. Lies. You sit on a throne of lies.
How is he blaming Smith for the way he run the pattern, Quez for the way he run the pattern, but he doesn't blame Rager for dropping two balls that cost him the game? How does he do that?
Well, what Jonesy said is absolutely true. They're afraid, I think I said this before, for somebody to step out and say the emperor has no clothes. They don't want to point the finger at Jeff Lurie. And I think at this point, it really looks like Sirianni is kind of trying to hold on to his job. You know, he doesn't want to throw the first round pick, and everybody knows he's a bust. I mean, you know, it's only a matter of time where they can try and get him out of there and say, you know, it didn't work. But he's just trying to cover for Jeff Lurie and not say, this guy sucks.
Sure I understand. Mark, are you saying Sirianni's a puppet?
He's a butt puppet.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Hit the dump button.
Puppet was fine. You didn't need to. These callers, Al, they're always full of surprises. Mark, give me a word, and not that one.
No, if it was Jonesy, I'd come up with something like that. But since it's Rhea, I'm going to say dissonant.
Ooh.
Dissonant. Ooh, we're getting big words because Rhea's the judge.
What's it mean?
I don't know why.
Dissonant, they're not on the same page. It's all
separate.
Different. Yeah, dissonant.
Separate factions?
Just maybe? Say they're not on the same page.
No.
I've never understood big words.
I got another Mark coming up. Bill, Allen, Sean. Lots of great calls coming up in the next few minutes. I also have we are going to take a dive into what's going on with the Phillies, or rather what's not going on.
Right.
Doesn't it seem to you that there's a billionaire on the East Coast who's more willing to spend his money than John Middleton?
He's spending a lot of it.
And at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the Darth Vader of American sports, John Johnson. Plan your life accordingly. 215-592-9494. Rhea, could you give us the word so far to describe Philadelphia in 2021?
Inadequate, disillusioned, depression, inept, mediocrity, tortured, vexation, and dissonant.
I do realize that there is no positive words yet.
What were you expecting?
Well, what?
I don't have one.
And the only positive thing is, you know, the soccer team, and that's it.
215. Soccer.
Who?
215-592.
Well, don't be mean.
94. 822 is the time. I'm going to tell you the number one feedback I got when we end up getting a play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In this city, in our crosshairs, and the feedback is, how would you like it if you were Jalen Reagor? How
would you like feedback? It's a good question.
It's a great question, and then I know how to answer it because I have been doing this a long time. And the answer is, I have a question for you before I give the answer. My question is, would I get the $13 million deal he got?
Correct.
Because the answer is yes. I will give out my email address so you could attack me personally.
Yeah.
But then I get the $13 million and I win.
Yeah.
That's the way I look
at
it.
Or the $30 million a year like Ben Simmons gets.
This is what I have always been amazed about America, sports talk, the whole thing. That people think you should be kind to this LeBron James right now is completely out of control.
My God, what is
getting
going on?
Getting people thrown out, profanity, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And people, when they give feedback, negative feedback to LeBron, people get attacked for that.
Yeah.
These guys that are getting these mega, mega, mega deals, part of their job description is to face your wrath. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. And the higher up they are, the more money they get, the more likely they are to feel your wrath because you expect response. Money back for money. You know,
yes.
Give me something for $20 million.
Yeah, that is
give me something.
I would expect nothing different.
Nothing
as
different.
As a player, if I made the a costly mistake that cost us the game, I would expect to be ripped.
All right. Let me illustrate another example. The question of the day. The question of the day is extremely negative. It does not really offer you many positive alternatives. Here's Ava.
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com. View their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. What should the Eagles do with Jalen Reagor? 48% bench him, 34% release him, 18% play him.
Less than one out of five want to play the first-round draft pick.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's he going to do?
But people always go, Josie, this is the thing. They go, they're people. You know, these athletes are people, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Very special people. Being given with talents that only the truly elite get. And there's a price to pay if you select that career. That's the career. That's what you do. I have never given a damn how an athlete reacted to what I said to them. Not one time.
I know you haven't.
Not one time. I didn't when I covered them. Do you understand? They are paid to do that. Jalen Reagor is paid $13 million to face your wrath this week. You are having a worse week because he did not execute his job. And this is where I really get ticked off. When the guy representing the team tells me that that guy I'm watching is good.
Right.
That there's
right.
potential there. Yeah. And he did it again yesterday, Sirianni. Here we go. Listen.
When he had those opportunities yesterday, we all want him to make that play. Nobody wants him to make that play more than himself either. And he did make a couple nice plays, made a nice catch on a pass that was a little bit behind him, and then he made a nice catch at the end of the first half to put us down in there in scoring range. You know, he showed that he has playmaking ability. He shows that he can make some big-time plays. You just want to see that more consistent.
He's a first-round draft pick who was targeted seven times and caught two balls. And you're telling me he's showing great potential. Where? Where? This guy's supposed to be the fastest guy on the Eagles. When are we going to see it? When is he going to take a punt and run right down the field and score? When is he going to break a freaking tackle? Once in his life. When is he going to make a move like Hurts did a week ago that leaves the defender in his shoes? Tell me exactly when we're going to see that. It's year two. So don't be telling me that he should not face the wrath we're giving him today, because he has let us down, and so are the people that brought him here. Thank you.
If you were the coach, how would you handle it, though?
I would bench him.
No, but how would you answer the questions about him right now?
That was a rough Sunday.
Here we go.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say, based on Sunday's performance, he has been a disappointment to me this year. Because what he is being paid and where he was drafted,
yeah.
It was my responsibility when they brought me here as a former wide receiver coach to make him better. I am failing and he is failing. You know what that is? That's called honesty.
Yeah, no, it's accountability.
And if that player can't handle that, he's not going to make it anyway. He's not going to make it.
Correct.
So just be honest with people. That's what they need in this city. This garbage that Sirianni's been handing us the last couple of days, this does not play in this city. And he needs to learn it soon. And Rager, I don't know what he's thinking right now, but if he's thinking this is too harsh, he doesn't understand what city he's playing in.
He doesn't seem to have an issue with
no,
it.
No, he doesn't.
He actually stood up and took his medicine.
I thought he did a good job.
I didn't have any problem with him.
I was very surprised they made him available.
I was.
And that he
handled
out
himself
and
fine.
Handled himself as well as you could hope yep. under very adverse conditions.
Yes, he did.
Now become a better player.
At least he didn't try to turn something around the way Sirianni is, telling us stuff. You just heard Brian Ball do it.
Yeah.
Does he see a big star there?
No.
Brian Ball has been analyzing tape for 20 years. He played the game. He doesn't see a star there. He sees the guy taking reps away from better players.
Do you think Rager sees a star on himself?
No.
Exactly.
Well, he just said
that's
he said
half
the
problem.
Guy has no confidence.
Yeah.
Rager already realizes he's not going to make it.
Yes.
Now it's just a question of when his bosses will acknowledge
it. He was shocked when the Eagles took him ahead of Jefferson.
Of course they were. He also felt they made a big mistake.
Yes, he did.
And he was right. Mark's on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, pal?
Hey, Al ruined the Super Bowl 52 speech with the salad talk, man.
Yeah, I know.
You're just getting into it.
Well, the thing is, the reason I brought the salad up was because somebody said that it occurred to you, you may never see another Eagles championship given that you're old. And I said that it came up with me yesterday, and I selected a salad for lunch. But now I'm paying the price out because I got the runs.
Well, you know, what you wish the Eagles did.
Well, you think that...
You're on the air, you know.
You think eating a salad causes that?
I don't know.
Let's not get into this.
I don't, maybe we'll should have
you should look into what else you were eating.
He'll be right back.
I'm sorry. All right, stop it, everybody.
Take over, Mark.
Mark, I got to go. Take over the show for a couple of minutes.
What's wrong with you?
Mark, go ahead. You're in charge.
Well, my thought is that the linchpin to keep Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz here, not that I care that they're gone. I mean, spilt milk now, but I think if they would have taken Justin Jefferson, that could have been crucial for Carson because we had no wideout that year, and Doug was just – he had no answer for anything. And so my advice to Sirianni would be defy whatever Lurie says and stick with what is working – because it's going to get you fired. Lurie's, he'll go hire somebody else. He doesn't care.
Yep.
He really doesn't.
He hates taking flack from the city. You saw how we shamed him into running the ball. He probably said to Sirianni, start pounding the rock. I can't listen to this anymore.
I don't think he ever said that.
You know what?
He's more involved than any of us realize.
He makes a great point, and it literally, the caller, and the light bulb just went on in my head. If they had tried to throw 11 of 16 passes at the link, they would have freaked out.
They would have freaked out. But why did he do it?
Because he was on the road and he thought he could get away against an inferior opponent.
But Brian Baldinger broke the tape down and he saw that really right now that team is such a good run-blocking team that's your strength. You go to it. Why would you spend a week planning your game? Putting a script together. Remember, those first 15 plays are scripted.
Correct.
And you're scripting 11 passes. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
So you got to say to yourself, somebody's got to be involved telling him he needs to pass more. And we know the philosophy of the people that own the team, and I think that's where it's coming from.
I think Chip Kelly exposed what's going on around here, and Doug, he reaffirmed everything.
Yeah. Doug won a Super Bowl, and it got him 3 extra years. And then they got him out because he started to assert himself. How dare he?
Yep.
Mark, give me a word. I need a word for Philadelphia right now.
I'm going to hyphenate this word because it made me laugh earlier. Turd slop.
Turd slop. I like it. I like that cut of your jib.
That's hyphenated.
All right. Let's go next to Bill. Hi, Billy.
How does he know?
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
What are you feeling?
Angelo, I'm sorry. Angelo.
No, I go by Nick also, so it's not a problem. Bill, what's on your mind, pal?
I want Nick Sirianni fired, and I got 5 reasons why he should be fired.
All right, fine. Jonesy, write these down.
Okay, just a minute.
All right, go ahead.
Reason number one. He does not back his players. We don't count Rager. He's not one of the guys.
All right. Doesn't back his players.
That's awesome.
All right. That's a good number one. Give me the others, Bill.
Number two, won't run inside the 5-yard line.
Good point. He's right. I want to run inside the 5. That's 2. More, Bill, more.
Number three, he won't back his quarterback, and he won't quarterback sneak unless it's a 0.5 yard.
All right, we'll just take that as the sneak, and we enjoyed that one also. That's 3. 2 more.
Number 4, he's a puppet for the owners.
Yeah.
It's not been a good week for Nick.
No, I got to be honest, Bill. You're on. Here's a chance for a perfect game. What's 5?
Number 5, he tries to pander to the city. We don't want that. We just want you to be honest and hardworking.
You missed the last one. The panda, he doesn't pander to the city. He doesn't know how to yet. He'll figure it out somewhere along the way.
I think he's talking about the shirts and
stuff. When you're supporting Rager the way he has, Bill, you're not pandering to the city. You're basically lying to the city. You can't do that. Wait, Jonesy's holding the paper up. What, Jonesy? You didn't write anything down.
No, I didn't. Because there were 5 bad answers.
No, they were not bad answers. Bill, do not let him discourage you.
I'm not paying any attention to Jonesy.
None of us.
Neither do we.
Ever. All right. Furthermore, I need right now 1 word. Give me 1 word.
I agree with you, Angelo. I'm tired of them talking bad about my city because they call me Billy from South Philly.
Oh, yeah.
The word I have for you is adaptable. Our city is adaptable.
I love that word. If I were the judge, you'd be in the lead.
I'm not even writing it down.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to clarify something that's going on internally here because people may be Jonesy has been critical of the callers this morning, and I understand it.
Yeah.
He was driving in overnight. And he came in from Chemongo. It was about 4:45.
Okay.
And Tom Kelly was on with a caller. Jonesy came in. As soon as he saw me, he went, why don't we get callers like that? That is a great call.
Early riser.
And really, Jonesy, have we had 2.5 hours, have we had a caller that good yet?
No, we haven't.
And these are the middle of the night. The guy probably hadn't slept much. He could be drunk. Who knows? But anyway, here is a little bit of the call. This is the standard Jonesy would like you to aspire to for the remainder of the show.
Oh, it's not usual. You know, it's atypical for me to drop that pass. Bull crap.
Right.
You're a stone-handed piece of garbage receiver that we never should have drafted. You might be a fine human being, but you're a terrible NFL wideout that doesn't belong in this city or on this team. And the fool that drafted you, you guys can leave as a pair. Get the hell out. Let the door hit you on the ass. They should be done. If they ran my gas station, I'd fire both of them. I mean, the block would be on fire if these clowns ran a gas station. It's ridiculous the amount of incompetence. It comes out of these guys. They exude it like sweat. They're horrible, and they need to go.
I got to be honest. Jonesy's right. We have not had a call that reaches that level yet.
It was a 3-minute call, too.
3 minutes.
Really well done. And TK didn't say a word. It was excellent.
Well,
Jonesy, stop.
Enjoyed it. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Well, sometimes you got to – I'm not great at that. You got to keep your mouth shut sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Let them go.
Yeah, exactly.
But, ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody out there who could talk at that level? Because we would like one of those calls before the others show ourselves. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I got to deviate a little bit because I got an all-purpose guest at 9, Al, John Johnson. And I just got to know if John Middleton was lying to us when he said he would do anything to get that damn trophy back. Because I don't think he's spending enough money right now, and it's starting to get on my nerves. WIP Sports Time, 8:36. I can't confirm this. It's just a wild rumor right now.
All right.
I'm getting word that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are calling in together in a couple of minutes.
That's awesome.
It doesn't seem possible. Oh, first of all, what are the odds they would be together? Secondly, what are the odds they would then choose to call this show together to offer views on Philadelphia sports, specifically the Eagles? Doesn't seem proper. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem likely. But who knows? Maybe it is. You just never know. I just want to get this out. And I'm not going to play you the cut you've heard 100 times. So we had John Middleton on a few years ago, the owner of the Phillies. And, man, he was still frustrated that he could not take 2008 and win two or three or four trophies. He wanted them.
Yeah.
Give me my trophy back with some expletives in it. And then he said he would do anything in his power, anything, to bring a championship back to his city. And I'm watching what's unfolding right now with the Mets. I thought this would happen a year ago when Steve Cohen, he's a 14 billionaire. He's got $14 billion.
Yeah.
I thought he would start throwing his money around last year. He really didn't.
No. Nope.
This year, yesterday especially, Scherzer, Max Scherzer, 3 years, $130 million.
Wow.
Max Scherzer will be the first American athlete to have as a salary more than $40 million in a single year.
Sport that nobody watches.
Jonesy is just...
That's amazing. That really is amazing. Right.
But Scherzer was the last. He got three other outfielders. He has spent right now, so far, before the lockdown tomorrow, over $250 billion. I'm sorry, $250 million, a quarter of a billion.
Yeah.
The Rangers, the Texas Rangers, have outspent him. Corey Sager and another guy. I'm losing
the other one.
He was with the Blue Jays. He was with the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
infielder.
Yeah,
Semien. Half a billion.
Yeah.
325 for Sager, 175 for Semien. Half a billion dollars.
And the ratings?
Right?
No, exactly. No.
Meanwhile, the Phillies have acquired two players.
Yeah.
Both of whom you would never hear of because one is making 8 cents and one is making 12. All right. Al, they're complete minor leaguers no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And they just they ended up weeding out Roman Quinn finally.
Well, that's good.
And they weeded out Odubel Herrera, but they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything.
And Vinny's gone.
They haven't done anything. Vinny's gone, too. Hector Neris is gone. He signed with the Astros. Al, when's he going to spend his money? Middleton?
He's not going
to. He's not going to.
No, he doesn't want to right now.
Then he doesn't want to win.
Correct.
It's a money game now, baseball. You have to spend your money.
Is.
You're not going to win.
He's waiting for, I don't know when, but he's not doing it now.
He's not getting younger.
Nope, and neither is Harper.
This was his life's passion was to win another championship, but apparently not to the extent that he wants to spend any money.
Correct.
Because last year, the reason the Braves stole it from everybody, right at the trade deadline, they put money in.
Yeah, they got looked at it and stole a World Series.
Yes, they did.
And they stole a World Series.
They did.
And that's because they were committed more to winning than John Middleton was.
Correct.
So should I now look at John Middleton differently?
Yes, you should.
My question is, who wants it more, Steve Cohen or John Middleton?
Steve Cohen.
Well, Steve Cohen's richer.
Yeah,
I mean, let's just face it.
But,
it's not even a level playing field.
He's just so much richer. But the problem is, you can't. He spends money. I mean, their payroll is huge. I mean, you look at what they're paying. It's pretty much up there with baseball.
Harper
with
and
the
Wheeler.
Red.
Well, Harper and Wheeler.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those are their two best players.
Yeah.
They bought them.
Yeah, but they don't have a farm system. It's buried them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's just buried them.
You got to buy more players. You got to keep spending.
You have to go over the luxury tax.
You're a billionaire, and I said three because that's what he got for the cigar company, $3 billion.
Yeah.
You're going to have to spend it if you want to win again.
Yes,
that's
because
the game.
You didn't draft properly,
didn't draft.
So you have to spend.
The draft would have helped, but in the end, you still got to spend the money.
You hired the general manager. You hired the guy that made the picks for
this
you.
Guy's
it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault that you're in a mess.
Dombrowski's going to spend your money. Look, the Red Sox took years to get out from under him.
And spend
I understand that, but it seems like he's taking a very long time to do it.
Well, I
A lot of really great players have already signed.
Well, they're in play for a couple of them. We'll see.
Castellanos, yeah. Schwarber.
Yeah, he's good.
Schwarber was hot last year.
But got a closer.
They're in the hunt, Al. And that just is to make people feel better when they don't get him.
That's the thing. Until you sign, how do I even know you're really in the hunt?
Well, they did get Wheeler and Harper.
I know, but
And Real Muto is killing them.
I need this billionaire to spend money. And right now I don't see it. And I need to see it. Let's go to Alan in Belmar. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Ange.
What are you feeling right now, Alan?
I have a little let me use this first. I have a little theory. I think Rager is like a kid that maybe in high school was the fastest kid, and they said, listen, why don't you, instead of going just out for track, we're going to make you a receiver. I don't think he has great judgment, you know, as far as receiving punts or kickoffs, and he's running mostly fly patterns. And we watch every week really good receivers who are quick catching those 10 to 15 yard slants across the middle, and it's not there with him. But
Alan, is he that fast? Do you see a guy who's blowing by? I mean, when I see Tyreek Hill, I go, wow, that guy can run. I don't see it in this guy. I don't think he's that fast. I don't know what happened. I guess he was really fast at the combine. He ran 21 miles an hour, whatever the hell that comes out to. But I don't see Alan. He doesn't look that quick. His first step is not that quick. I don't see the explosiveness that they're telling me he has.
And now you're looking for it more than ever because those were the terms you heard from the head coach of how explosive a player he is. Now you really start to search for it.
You know better than I do. You see a guy?
I have not seen it. I have not seen it. But
where
I have seen
it?
I've seen players that in practice demonstrate that they have this great burst of speed, and then you never see it.
Some guys
are average in practice. You put the ball in their hands and they're gone.
Different.
Yeah. There's an entirely different mentality that goes with it.
This guy, Alan, he's got to step up immediately or he needs to leave. Honestly, he is driving this city crazy right now. Hello?
Hello?
Alan, do you have a word?
Yeah, can I give you one little statement, please?
One little statement.
Yeah, okay. I just think that, how about if we took Jefferson, which everybody in the world except the Eagles war room like, and then you wouldn't have had a great priority on Smith, even though I like him. And there's a great possibility you wind up with Jefferson and Micah Parsons, which might potentially be.
All right, now you're hurting my feelings.
Good statement.
Alan, are you smoking pot right now?
No, I'm not smoking pot.
Well, you should start.
I said hypothetically.
All right, Alan, give me a word.
All right, it's a very little-known condition. It's called draftitis.
Draftitis. Mm-hmm. All right, Alan. All right.
We have drafted Poole.
No. Is he going to win?
No.
No, you're not going to win, Alan, but it was a charming call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting to me. This has never happened in the history of radio that you would have two presidents, the current one and the previous one, on at the same
time. All right.
This is exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess Donald Trump's going to start. Donald J. Trump. Donald, are you there with President Biden? Wait, I have to hit the button here. Sorry. Hi, Donald.
I don't know who's sleepier, you or Sleepy Joe behind me.
He is there with you.
Just keep it down. He's snoring in the background.
Oh, no.
All right. Hold on. Right. By the way, Angelo, I feel very badly for your city, very bad. Howie Roseman is killing the Eagles worse than Sleepy Joe is killing the country right now. That's true.
All right. Listen, Mr. President, let's not make this political. Please.
It's a lot like 2020. Do you remember 2020, Angelo?
I sure do.
The election wasn't the only disaster. Yep. It was also the Eagles taking Rieger instead of Jefferson.
Yep.
And do you know the Vikings were laughing openly at Howie during the war room thing? I heard them. And see, I knew it, right? I knew that it was a bad pick at the time. I was the only one who knew. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Rager was the worst pick since I picked that traitor Mike Pence as my VP.
All right, again, too political, Mr. President.
The Vikings stole Jefferson from the Eagles the same way the election was stolen from me. And you know it, Angelo.
That is not true, Mr. President.
You know how he reminds me of Dr. Fauci, a little dweeb with no idea what he's doing, right?
What's going on?
Sleepy Joe just let one rip. This is terrible.
All right, he did have that incident. I remember that in England.
Do you realize he farted on the Queen, Angela?
No, in her
He's
presence.
He's not the Queen.
It was Carmilla Balls.
Whatever.
He said, pull my finger.
Boy, this guy's a mess.
All right. Let's refocus, Mr. President.
You've lost him.
All right, Mr. President.
I told you, you lost him.
We have, I believe, it doesn't take a lot here.
All you do is pull his finger and he's done.
All right, you just made it worse. All right, Mr. President, are you there?
How are we?
All right, I think we're going
to. Is it really him?
We're going to have to. I'm not sure about this. Could you, Donald, could you put on the President Biden? Could you put him on?
Hold on. Let me try to wake him up. Sleepy Joe just woke up.
What?
Father Science, we're fighting Omicron, creating jobs. We've got street sweepers. Gotta get this America back to... Here he goes. He's babbling again. He's saying something about street sweepers. What the hell's going on here?
I got you.
But Howie is wrong. He's got to move on from this. It's terrible. Maybe they'd still have a use for Rager. I can make him an ambassador to Australia or something. Maybe Maya Lotta has a cousin who can play. We'll make a nice little trade for him.
All right, I got.
He's about to let go again.
No, honestly, Mr. President, I got to let you go. And current president. Uh-oh. I thank you so much, though, for the input. Hold on.
What is happening?
See Joe Conklin's comedy at the Parks Casino this Thursday, December 2nd. Oh. Live music plus special headliner from Comedy Central, Paul Verzi. $20 ticket gets you your first drink free as well. Tickets go to joeconklin.com. When we return, Al, the Darth Vader of American sports, John Johnson on the Phillies, on the Eagles, and the Sixers. WIP Sports Time is 8:54.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.